Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2040, recorded on Thursday the 13th of December 2018. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox will be read this week by
Alison Applin
and Don Cleaver. This week you will also receive a second stick with the December edition of EDP Norfolk. We hope you enjoy this Christmas special. We have four new listeners this week, including Mrs. Sheila Bullock from Rackheath, Brian Woodward from Helsden, and Malcolm Claxton from Cossey. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy our weekly recordings. We will have the usual news items from the evening news this week, plus letters from readers, information desk, and two features, both about new books. We will start, as usual, with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
It's been a busy week for news, some of it good and some not so cheerful. Our first story is really good news for Chatterbox. As you may have heard last week, we've been awarded the 2018 Norfolk and Waveney Stars Team of the Year Prize. Today's editor was at the ceremony. He reports that we knew 2 weeks before the awards ceremony that we were shortlisted. Four representatives of Chatterbox were invited to the big ceremony in Blackfriars Hall when all the awards were announced. Francis Pierce, Mike and Patricia Blythe, and David Potten. We were all stunned when it was announced that we had won the Team of the Year award and were invited onto the stage to receive the prizes. A plaque, a mini go-go hair, a cheque, and a huge hamper of goodies. David said he always knew that the 100 or more Chatterbox volunteers are all stars, but it's good to have it officially confirmed. Two other stories were more controversial, as we'll hear when we get to the letters. The Norwich City Council are proposing a council tax increase of nearly 3%, and the development proposals for Anglia Square were approved by the City Council Planning Committee. A care home in Thorpe St Andrew has had to close suddenly following queries about the quality of care that they provide. But before these stories, the good news about Chatterbox.
Team of the Year Award, sponsored by North Norfolk District Council, Chatterbox Talking Newspaper. Chatterbox is a free talking newspaper for the blind and partially sighted. It has been providing news for the blind community in Norwich and is celebrating its 40th anniversary as a local charity this year. The organisation is free and relies on more than 100 volunteers. It has this year formed a series of new partnerships for Chatter Round, a quarterly magazine programme of 10-minute interviews with local people in the news and covering a wide range of topics relevant to Norfolk. Richard Leon Smith from Norse Care presented Chatterbox with a hamper of alcohol and chocolate and a cheque. Runners-up in the category were Norwich Door to Door, a volunteer transport service for disadvantaged people, and Nelson's Journey Youth Panel, who have created a smartphone app for bereaved young people.
Council leaders in Norwich are asking if people would back a 2.99% increase in the share of council tax which goes to City Hall, if it helps protect services. The council says the increase is needed to prevent cuts to services. Services the city council provide include housing, waste and recycling collection, environmental health, highways, parking, parks and events such as the Lord Mayor's procession. The council says it has made £30 million of savings over the past decade, but is facing a shortfall of £12.4 million by 2023-24. The council tax increase would bring in £275,000. City Hall is also planning to avoid cuts next year by taking £1.57 million from reserves and by generating £1.1 million from commercial property which it owns. Paul Kendrick, Cabinet Member for Resources at the Labour-run Council, said, "Despite the challenges, the Council isn't proposing any significant service changes in the next financial year. Instead, we're adapting financially by generating more income and making savings and efficiencies where appropriate. So I encourage as many people as possible to give us their views on our budget consultation for 2019-20.
The controversial £271 million redevelopment of Norwich's Anglia Square, which the man behind the scheme has likened to Marmite, has been approved by city councillors. The scheme was granted permission by 7-5 by members of Norwich City Council's planning committee, but it could yet be overturned if the Secretary of State were to conclude the wrong decision was made. While the City Council has said yes after a meeting which lasted more than 6 hours, there will now be a wait to see whether the decision will be called in by the government. National Body Historic England has requested that it is, which could trigger a planning inquiry and lead to the final decision being made by Communities Secretary James Brokenshire. Developer Western Homes, with investment firm Columbia Threadneedle, had applied to demolish the shopping centre along with the neighbouring Sovereign House. The buildings would be replaced with new blocks, including 1,234 new homes, a leisure quarter with a cinema, car parks, a 200-bed hotel, the tower block, and a new home for Surrey Chapel. But the City Council received 939 comments on the original proposals and the revised plans, which included the tower's height being cut from 25 stories to 20 stories. Of those who submitted comments during the planning process, 767 objected to the plans and 120 supported them. City Hall officers had recommended approval for the scheme. They had said, although the development and the tower would cause harm, a compelling case had been made, with economic and social benefits for the city.
A care home shut on Wednesday following a visit by inspectors who raised serious concerns about the quality of care. The sudden closure of Homewood on Harvey Lane, Thorpe St Andrew, has left families scrambling to find new homes for their loved ones just 2 weeks before Christmas. Staff, meanwhile, were given a few days' notice of the closure of the 28-bedroom home for people with mental health issues and learning difficulties. The home was rated as good by inspectors from the Care Quality Commission in April last year. But the CQC website now states, "We're carrying out checks at Homewood and will publish a report when our check is complete." However, a spokesman for Norfolk County Council, which places residents there, said the CQC had cancelled Homewood's registration, which meant that it must shut. The company runs another care home in London, which is rated as good. At Homewood's last inspection in 2017, the CQC praised it for making improvements and increasing staff levels compared to 2016.